Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear, I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of a look back on a classic episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
Episode.
Is that the title that we're going with for these? A classic look down at... Surely we could be more...
Another classic episode of a look back on a classic episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
Surely we could. I've gone for. I mean, that's quite concise for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of our pithier titles.
Well, it should always start, because it's always got to start with Pappy's Flatshare. So it is actually Pappy's Flatshare, a retrospective look back on a classic episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
From the
that's
vaults.
The full... From the vaults, of course, and with brackets, classic.
FTV. Brackets.
And that's before we even get to who's on the episode and what the theme is.
Well.
So...
It's a good... Well, I've been told it's a good episode.
Right, well, let's talk about the story behind this episode. Now, I threw this open in the last episode when we played you Ellis James and Paul F. Tompkins recorded at the Soho Theatre. I threw it open to the listeners and said, what are episodes that you especially love? And loads of people got in touch to say the Angela Barnes, Alex Brooker episode. Now...
I mean,
we didn't really. No, I mean,
not a clue.
We love Barnsley. Oh my God, do we love Barnsley? We love Brooker.
Yeah, we
of
should.
Course,
we should
madly.
We should get them on as guests sometime. I think they'd both be brilliant.
I've got real high hopes for them. Yeah, but the thing is, they don't return my calls anymore. So something must have happened. They said a lot of the listeners said this is a great episode. We'd love to hear it again. So
we'll
this
take
is the episode
your word for it.
We're putting out, and when we sort of got together to sort of talk about our favourite moments from the episode, we couldn't really put our finger on, you know, I remember it being fun, I remember it being boozy.
I remember it being one of those classic Phoenix nights, a rocking and a rolling, sweaty, bring us another
beer.
Did
we call the show Phoenix Nights, by the way?
Live from the vaults, Phoenix Nights, classic episode. Do you remember?
Nobody remembers. But anyway, so as I did with the last episode, I got in touch with Brooker and with Barnsley to see what memories they had. So should we start with, we'll start with Angela. These are Angela's memories of the night.
Hello, Pappy's boys and Pappy's listeners. It's Barnsley here. Oh, crikey. So you're going to be playing the episode of Flatshare Slamdown we did with lovely Alex Brooker. I hate to say this because you asked me for my memories of the night. And the truth is, my main memory of recording that podcast in the Phoenix was that I had a glass of red wine in front of me that kept mysteriously getting topped up, and I very quickly lost track of events. I have a vague memory of you making Alex Brooker play a recorder, which on reflection seems cruel, and I vaguely remember getting a cab back to Crystal Palace with you guys. I don't think that helps very much. I remember it was fun. That's the main thing, guys. We were all having fun. So, yeah, I'm quite looking forward to listening to it again and being reminded of what actually happened that night. Great. Cool. That's it. Cheers. Bye.
So she doesn't have any memory of it either. She doesn't remember anything about it. Doesn't recall.
Is this like the Area 51 of podcasting?
Well, it's like a Bermuda Triangle. It's like the, were we flying? Yeah.
At the end of the podcast, we look into that Men in Black flashy thing.
and just...
Well, you did flash the audience, Clarky. Oh, I remember that. So.
Clarky, your equivalent of that Men in Black flashy thing is 4 pints.
Yeah, which is fair enough. For me, though, nowadays, it's about 15 minutes. That's, I don't even need the 4 pints anymore. 15 minutes, I could be happily telling the same anecdote I was telling 15 minutes earlier. So that was Barnsley, no real recollection of the night. Let's hope that Alex Brooker has a bit more to say on the matter. Here we go.
Hello, Alex Brooker here. I don't remember much of the Flatshare slam down. I remember I had a great time, but yeah, I don't remember much. But I think that's probably because I was drinking during it rather than the fact it was 6 years ago. But I'll tell you what I do remember, the artwork to promote the podcast. Obviously, look, I appreciate I don't have the easiest hands to draw, of course. I mean, they're not easy for me to draw, but the artwork gave me like a tentacle, and that was kind of an interpretation of my hand that I didn't expect to see. So I looked like a bit of an alien on all of the artwork, but still the rest of it was great. I loved it.
Nope, can't remember anything either. No.
Good lord!
but it exists. I've listened back to it. It definitely happened. Okay. We know it happened.
Well, some soundalikes just do it on our behalf.
Maybe.
let's prove it to ourselves right now. Let's get into this baby live from the vaults and let's learn what happened on that fateful night.
The great missing episode of Flatshare Slamdown with Alex Brooker and Angela Barnes.
Matthew, what are you doing peeking out the window?
Some new
tugging on your little dick.
Well, some new neighbours have moved in next door. Let's go and meet them.
Are they Australian?
No, Ben, not all neighbours are Australians.
They are on that TV show, Home and Away.
Let's get a bottle of wine and go over there.
I've got a better idea. We get 3 bottles of wine and stay right here.
But I drank all the wine at this morning's cocktail party.
We could give them a bottle of Cillit Bang.
No, we can't. It was a really good party.
We need to give them something. Let's just get another bottle of wine.
Where from? Oh, we could borrow it from the neighbours.
Forget the wine. One of you two is going to help me meet the neighbours.
Well, it's not going to be me. I once misheard the phrase, love thy neighbour, and accidentally loved my neighbour's thigh.
Well, it's not going to be me either. I'm trying to figure out what Tom's talking about.
Well, I loved their thigh. Love thigh, neighbour?
Look, there's only one way to settle this. Ooh. We're going to have to... Yes, you've guessed it. We're going to have one of those...
Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown! We're in a flat! Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown! Flatshare Slamdown!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slamdown, the panel show that says...
I met this fly girl in the club, went by the name of Pecan Deluxe. This ice cream was high maintenance. When I took her out, man, it cost me $20. But the chick named Walnut Whip nearly made me sick to the point of throwing up. So I called Chocolate Chip with a sweet toffee crisp, and I still can't get enough. You're what I want. You're what I need. I want to taste you, taste you. Take you home with me. You look so good, good enough to eat. I wonder if I can peel your wrapper. I can be your fantasy. What's your neighbor? Tell me what's your neighbor. Ooh, what's your neighbor? Tell me what's your neighbor. Ooh, what's your neighbor? Tell me what's your neighbor. What's your neighbor? Tell me what's your neighbor. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby.
Worth the wait, Matthew.
Can I get a rewind? And while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. That's with my tenants, Tom Parry and Ben Clark. Why are you saying nay to meeting the neighbours?
Well, a couple of years ago, I unfortunately broke my leg and wheelchair bound in my house. I had nothing to do but with my binoculars look out, let's say, the back window. Something very strange happened.
Oh, yeah.
The police were called. And I was arrested for looking at my neighbours constantly through binoculars.
Oh, that is a sad story.
It is.
Tragically peaked in the middle.
Terribly, I got an ASBO. It means I can't come within 100 yards of my neighbours, which means I can't go home.
Oh, no! Oh, that's such a sad ending.
It had everything, that did. It had everything.
It really did. It had suspense. It had pathos. had me being sarcastic over the top of it.
A mispronunciation of pathos.
Ooh, I like that. Now, did I say that right? I don't know if I did. Anyway.
It's coont.
So, Tom.
Yes.
Tom, tell me and tell me true. Why is it such a chore to meet the folks next door?
Well, I have steered clear of neighbours because a few years ago, a terrible crime took place in my neighbour's house.
Can I just say, for the listeners at home, why are you threatening people with
your
mic stand?
I'm thinking this through. Okay. And having second thoughts.
I know what's happened. You've forgotten to prepare a thing and
here we go.
Here we go.
So stick with me on this one, Crosby. Stick with me on this one. Terrible crime happened at my neighbour's house. Can you imagine? The only witness being a gravy cube. Now, I was put in charge of protecting the only witness to the crime, that poor gravy cube. He came to me and he said, I want to join the witness protection program. And I said, we're going to have to send you underground. I disguised that gravy cube and I realised I'd committed a cardinal sin. For it is written, do not covert your neighbour's oxo. I'm sorry, covert.
No.
Do not,
as in
covert.
Covert operations.
Oxo.
Your neighbour's oxo.
Oxo. I mean, I'm heavily dyslexic, but what the fuck is going on with you guys today?
I mean, that is not bad. Check your Bible, guys.
Any punchline that relies on the phrase "check your Bible, guys," I am not going to that gig. So, you've got guests with you this week.
Absolutely.
Thank God. Just lucky. It's lucky you brought them. So, before we find out who's been making new friends, let's meet some old friends. Who have you brought with you this week? Let's start with you, Tom.
Well, guys, terrible news. You're not going to believe this, but the Jamboree is in grave danger. Oh. I know. Would you believe in this day and age, we got caught without a wheelchair ramp?
Oh, no.
Oh, the council pulled us up on it. So it's about time we tick some boxes.
Oh my God.
The Jamboree's needs were very special, ladies and gentlemen. So I called on my old friend to redress the balance. It's the legend that you would know from the last leg. It's Mr. Alex Brooker, everybody! Don't look at me like that, mate.
No, let's tell you what, I'm going to ask you this innocuous question. What kind of a flatmate or neighbour are you?
Oh, I'm an arsehole.
Both.
I don't like my neighbour, the guy who lives opposite me. Like, I've spoken to him and he's pleasant, but I dislike him.
Hang on, here we are.
Because he leaves
Seems
his,
fair enough, Alex. Seems fair enough.
He leaves his flip-flops outside his door.
It's like he's taunting you, a man who cannot wear flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Look at these, mate. You can't wear these, can you?
You'd love a bit of this action, wouldn't you, mate?
Yeah. Here's what you could have won. But I really hold it against him, the whole flip-flop guy. So
you live on a block. Yeah, they stink it.
Flip-flops. Yeah, so yeah, it's we're in like a block of flats, and he's on his welcome mat. So like, he's
always
put some on there.
But flip-flops are perfect. You can post them. Just pop them to his letterbox.
Do you know what? Next time I get boozed up, I'm definitely going to do that. Better than knocking on his door and calling him a prick all night.
In fact, take a marker pen and write his address on the bottom, stick a stamp on it and freak him the fuck out.
That is an incredible idea.
Yeah. I got caught fly tipping.
Whoa!
Is
that like a really small cow tipping? You get really drunk and...
I broke, you know those little clothes errors that you get? I fell over in my flat and I kicked out in frustration at this error as if it was its fault because I knew that I looked a knob. I broke it and I went to put it down in the rubbish and I put it in the recycling and some bloke looked at me and he was just like, you're not meant to put that in there. And I was just, it's metal, innit? And I tried to do like my proper like hard voice as well. Obviously.
Let's hear it again.
I've got to get myself back in that moment.
Okay. Okay.
You're the guy.
No, sorry, you can't put that in there.
It's metal, innit? Oh, bloody hell. I had gloves on as well, so he didn't know I didn't have fists.
Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
I've brought my lovely neighbour, Miss Angela Barnes.
Hello.
So, Angela.
Angela, yeah. You're very privileged. That's the first time Clarky's had a female guest on that he hasn't pretended he slept with.
Well, I was going to say, I've ticked her box, but...
So, what kind of a neighbour are you like?
Well, my flatmate, I asked my flatmate this because I was coming here and I knew you'd ask me. And she said, yeah, you're a brilliant flatmate because you're never here, which is it. But I know I'm a bit of a worrying flatmate because I sleepwalk. That's
You're an exciting flatmate.
Well, you say that. My old flatmate, Mark, we had an open fire in our house and he bought an axe for chocolate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh. Flatmate who sleepwalks, open fire, axe. Go.
He hid the axe, wouldn't tell me where the axe was kept in case he'd done something to piss me off and I killed him in my sleep. True story.
Is that how sleepwalking works? I thought surely you just sort of wander around the place. You don't sort of enact things you'd like to do.
I do eat in my sleep.
Do you?
I woke up once with half a packet of butter in my hand. I'd eaten the other half.
Oh. I've woken up with half a packet of butter in my hand.
Have you been watching Last Tango in Paris?
Last Tango in Wolverhampton, yes. So we have met our teams. It's time to drill a small hole through an adjoining wall and spy on round one.
One, two, three, four.
I say hello when you're gardening. We chat when you put out recycling. We took it to the shops just the other day. But there's still one thing I can never say. I hate having sex. Having sex. Oh yeah, and I like it. I really, really like it. When you're out, I'm sorry for your packages. When you first moved in, I carried your fridges. I knew you'd be no trouble at all. You're a nice looking couple, these are very thin walls. Yeah, I hear having sex. Can you hear me having sex? Am I only listening to you having sex? Oh, I like it.
I've got a real problem now because I've got new neighbours and I know they listen to this podcast.
The round one this week is the noise next door. Each team member will be given an instrument. You all right? You excited? You're excited about this round?
I think Ben was just worried for a moment you'd invited the impro group. Don't worry, Ben.
I've forgotten my tie.
Yeah, it's all... That is a joke for four people, but it's made those four people very, very happy. And those four people are in the noise next door. Now, you're each going to be given an instrument. Working together in your teams, you have to play a famously noisy song well enough for me to guess what they're playing. Producer Ben and I think Tom and Ben have come up with the song titles to play, and you get 2 points if I guess it. As always, there are further points for musicality, individuality, rock, roll, baby, baby, baby! And fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. So, Ben and Angela, I think you're going to start. You've got the recorder, you've got the cellophone. Nice and close to the mics there, folks. There we go. That's good. That's it. Clarky, can you play the old stylophone?
Barnsley, can you play the recorder?
No, I can play London's Burning.
Oh, let's have a bit of London's Burning before we begin.
Objection, Your Honour. I don't think she can play London's Burning.
Please tell me I haven't got a recorder in a minute.
No, you're fine. I mean,
I'm all believing you can achieve, but I can't.
Don't worry, you will be fine. You'll be fine. So we're going to start. We're going to start with Ben and Angela. Let's hear the song you're coming up with.
If I do the bit, okay. And then you do the tune, yeah. Ooh, he's good.
That's not bad. I believe I know what that is.
Yeah, that's too good.
Yeah, it is.
That's really good.
Sounds like bullshit.
Well, it smells like Teen Spirit.
Yeah!
Sounds like bullshit, smells like Teen Spirit.
Hey! Smells like bullshit to me. Yeah, smells like someone practiced.
No way!
Tom and Alex, you're up next, and you have got the xylophone and the swanny whistle.
Oh, yes.
So you can decide which ones you prefer, xylophone or swanny whistle.
Isn't a very good xylophone.
Yeah, blame the xylophone, mate. Good call.
Here we go.
The old,
Yeah.
A famously noisy
Alex
song.
Alex just said to me, don't worry, I'll do the... And then motioned hitting his glockenspiel.
That is the bare minimum of what you've got to do. Okay, here we go. Have you started?
If there is anybody from the DWP here, I do struggle with this. I do still need the 24-hour care with your pants.
Play like your benefits don't depend on it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Off you go.
Yep.
Will you play?
Three. I'm not gonna. It's not a start of a race. One, two, three, four.
By the Rolling Stones.
Oh! I knew what it was and I didn't get it. I think this is a better podcast. We give people instruments they can't play and get them drunk. This is a good podcast.
Well, you've heard the jingles, haven't you?
I enjoyed that so much. I think we're going to do another round of that. Barnsley and Clarkie, would you like to do another one?
Okay, go on then.
Yeah, I tell you what, to level the playing field, should we swap instruments?
Yes. Yeah. Let's
do it.
Oh, no!
Yeah!
No!
Okay, yeah. You're fair with the bleed.
Okay, give me a swanny whistle.
My gob's on it.
Good. Most action I've had in ages.
Okay.
Come on, Alex. Give me a beater, mate.
Okay, so...
Alex, you're a real beater blocker. I mean, come on, God. Come on. Come on, everyone.
Angela and Ben, please, maestros, will you play? And she's buying a stairway to heaven. I've got no fucking clue. Can you do me a little bit more? I'm so sorry, I can't
How
get it.
How can you get satisfaction in my
Wait, let's throw it open to the audience. Can the audience get it?
Hound dog by Elvis.
Hound dog?
Hound dog by Elvis.
No, I will not accept that.
Go on, play it.
Let's hear it again.
Don't sing, play.
I used to have a proper job.
Yeah. So, Tom and Alex, you are the music men. You come from down my way. What will you play?
Ooh.
Oh, easy.
Oh, here we go. Easy, says Alex.
Cocky.
Ready? Yeah.
One, two,
go.
Three. Oh, hang on.
Okay. Go again.
I don't know. So, it goes from high to low on
it here. There's high and there's low. Yeah. I thought your difficulties were only physical.
Well, we knew there was a line, we just didn't know when we were going to cross it.
Right.
I was hoping it wouldn't be during round fucking one.
Here we go,
come on, let's do it. Oh, I've got it, yes, it's Seven Nation Army by White Stripes. Yes! I'll take a half point for those guys on that one. So if music be the food of love, Well, I think I've got food poisoning at the end of that round. So, producer Ben, what are the scores?
Well, after all that time and effort, Ben and Angela have won. Tom and Alex have 1.5.
Oh, so Tom and Alex are the current leaders, but Ben and Angela aren't yet knocking on the neighbour's door. There's still everything to play for as we hurtle into round two. It's Flat Games.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
Gold.
That is the sound of the nation's catchphrase.
So, this week we're playing...
This is what it must have felt like to be an early Christian. right? Secret signs on the door. Some kind of incredible leader just chanting shit and loving it, knowing that the real world doesn't understand.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the moment where we all get slaughtered.
Gold.
Have you not read the iTunes reviews?
So this week we're playing our version of a classic game show of our childhoods. It's our take on Mallet's Mallet, only we're using an actual ball-peen hammer on Tom's head. No, we're using marshmallows in a game we call Marshmallet's Mallet. Here is how we play. It's a word association game where you mustn't pause, you mustn't hesitate, but to make it harder, for every correct word you say, you have to put a marshmallow in your mouth. If you pause, no marshmallow. If you hesitate, no marshmallow. If the word is not an association, no marshmallow. You have 1 minute on the clock and 20 marshmallows in front of you. Each one you put in your mouth is worth a point. The winning team is the one with the most marshmallows in their mouths after a minute.
Are we given a start word or do we have to just
I am going to give you the first word. So Tom and Alex, you are up first. Look at each other and go, blah,
blah.
Your minute starts now and your word
Who's
is...
Who's going first after your word?
Let's go with you first, Tom. Your word is trousers.
Legs.
Arms.
Fingers.
Out of order, mate.
Sorry.
You're wasting dangerous time, guys. Brooke, say a word.
What's the next one? Mobility cars, you prick. Benefits. Come on, mate, keep going.
20 seconds left, guys. Okay, let's start again. Your next word is watermelon. Brooker.
Fruit.
Nut.
Chocolate.
Cake.
Biscuits.
Tea.
Coffee.
That's your time, that is your time, I'm afraid.
Rename this podcast The Worst Man Alive and Friends.
You actually did a pretty impressive there's 9 of those left, so you got 11 points there for that round. 11 points. So let's see how Ben and Angela do now. Look at each other and go blur,
blur.
And I think Barnsley, you can start. Okay. So you're going to play the game. Your first word. Your minute starts in just a second. And your first word is buttons.
Coat.
Jacket.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, wait. Stop.
Whoa.
You can't put it in before you say the words.
I'm very hungry. You're very hungry.
We're starting again. Clarky, you're to start, and your word is prison.
Jail.
Bait.
I'm fascinated.
Fishing.
What was it? Frisking.
Fishing.
Oh, bait. Chip fishing. For
tackle.
Football.
What word was that?
Football.
Football. Okay.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
Manatee.
Sorry, what?
Excuse me. Was that manatee? I can't allow it. Oh, manager. Yes. Oh.
Restaurant.
Napkin.
10 seconds left. Come on, guys.
Napkin.
Okay, we got it.
Clean.
Dirty.
Oh, that's the time. Oh, what a way to end.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to believe this. They scored 11 as well. So I think that round taught us a valuable lesson, or at least gave everyone immediate onset type 2 diabetes.
I mean, the lesson it taught me is I'm extremely aroused by Angela saying the word dirty with her mouth that full of things. Do you notice how all of her words were completely muffled apart from that one? Dirty.
Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Ben and Angela now have 12, and Tom and Alex have 12 and a half.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Next up, it's round three, and sizzle me this, it's Beef Brothers!
Oh, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef, and this one comes from Hannah, who is in the audience. Are you there, Hannah?
Hello.
Now, Hannah's beef is this, so listen closely. Here we go. This is the nature of her problem. My boyfriend and I want to live together. I am a super hip Londoner. He is a country bumpkin. Now, I've just looked up and there's a guy wearing a plaid shirt sat next to you. He's not chewing on a piece of straw, but he may as well be. Is
he
this
the
fellow?
Straw at home.
This is, oh my goodness, it's great. We would very rarely get both of them together at the same time, so this is going to be very exciting.
Well, exciting or massively uncomfortable.
Well, we'll see. She is a super hip Londoner, she says. He is a country bumpkin. He thinks we should meet in the middle, in inverted commas, and move to Reading.
No!
I think we should live in my flat in Brixton. Where should we live? Ben and Angela, you are on Hannah's side. Tom and Alex, you are on the side of the country bumpkin who is here now, so we may as well get a name. Bumpkin, what's your name?
Mark.
Mark. Classic
Mark.
Country name.
Or my Mark. Or my name be Mark, there be a storm coming.
So we've got time for a cross-examination. Let's ask them some questions.
Are you happy together?
I mean, prior to today.
Yeah.
I was.
How long have you been together? 3.5 years.
Whoa! Okay.
The cracks are beginning to show, guys.
Mark, where do you live at the moment? In Reading?
No, I live the other side of... by Swindon.
Okay. What kind of farmer be you? Mark.
I actually live there because I'm in the military.
You farm national security.
Okay, so you're a military... presumably a military man, you travel around a lot, though.
Yeah.
So why can't you just travel to Brixton for a bit? Sorry, that was actually conjecture. I'm sorry, that was...
Can I ask that's stricken from the record?
It has been stricken from my memory.
What part of the military are you in?
I'm in the Air Force.
Yar. He farms the sky. The clouds are his fields. And bombs be his seed. Yar.
Brooker, you're on Mark's side. Do you have any questions for either Hannah or Mark?
Yeah, like, basically, you just don't want to live with her, do you? And, and it's like, you know when, like, you're doing that thing where when you don't want to do something, but you try and meet them halfway, but do you deliberately offer a shit alternative?
Oh, this feels like a very compelling argument, actually, yeah.
Between us lads, like, military lads.
Yeah. Us military fellows.
Is that what you're doing? You're giving a crap alternative?
You can live wherever you want, though, can't you, though? Look, it's not like your work's in Brixton, is it, though? You don't have to do anything there.
No.
Apart from Sierra.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm all for it. Outside the country.
No, jibber.
All right, easy. You are defending him, but we'll let you begin now.
Oh, well, you got it. Although I guess if you work in the military and you see a lot of action around the world, the last place you want to come home to for a bit of peace and quiet
is Brixton, right? Yar. You want the fields of Reading. I wish to God you would stop talking.
Seems a little harsh, Clarky, but seconded. I think we've got enough information from Hannah and Mark here, so I'm going to call upon Angela Barnes. You're going to make the case for the prosecution. You have exactly 1 minute, and your time begins now.
OK, I'm no geographer, but I'm pretty sure Reading is not halfway between Brixton and Swindon. Reading is pretty much Swindon. And is it the roundabouts? Is that... because Brixton has roundabouts. Oh, hello.
Reading doesn't have the M25.
God, you're boring, aren't you?
That is conjecture. Carry on with your... you're not allowed to ask me your question.
I mean, I know he's in the Air Force, and that's really hot and everything, but you could be in the Air Force, but if you live in Swindon, that negates it.
if you're going to meet halfway between Brixton and Swindon, that's got to be what? Heathrow?
He's in the Air Force.
It's a well, then you'll feel holiday. At home, won't he? I'm just trying to...
Five seconds
best
left.
Best of both worlds. You're within the M25, but you still got aeroplanes.
That is your time. My favourite summation sentence. You're within the M25, but you've still got aeroplanes.
Thank you.
So deal with that. You have exactly 1 minute. Now remember, you are on Mark's side.
Yeah, massively.
All right. First time someone's taken this seriously, and I love it. Okay, Brooker, your minute begins now.
Well, mate, I think she's bang out of order. First things first, living with them isn't all that. I'll get married in 2 weeks. I ain't looking forward to it. I think it's complete bullshit. I only did it for the stag do. I'm depressed. You don't get as much sex. It's not spontaneous. It's the same stuff every night. And if you move to Brixton, I used to do business studies at school, and it doesn't make business sense for him to move to. If his work isn't in London, why would he pay London prices? Come on, give the guy a break. Fuck! He's flying around. He's serving his country. And also, as well, I don't know if you've looked at him, but he'd fucking clean up on Tinder. He's a good-looking guy. He's in the Air Force. I've got mates who are ugly, and they're getting like 3 or 4 birds a week. I mean, women. Sorry, I'm not that love. I think, mate, honestly, you tell her. And then
if
I think you're worth it. I'd move there for you, pal.
Oh. Testify!
Oh, yeah! Well, you managed to be both slightly sexist and slightly touching in the same man. In the same minute, very
the
impressive.
The perfect man.
The perfect man. I'll chat very quickly to Hannah and Mark. How do you think the case is going so far? Mark, let's start with you. Are you happy with
I've got a good team, haven't
You've
I?
Got a great team.
Yeah.
Really have. It's like missing limbs, but I'm on it up there. Yeah. Don't you worry about that.
Hannah, how do you think it's going?
I think I might be moving to Reading.
No!
Well, still everything.
Well, Hannah, strap in.
There is still everything to play for. Clarkey, remember, you are on Hannah's side. You can sum up the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Well, it's difficult to sum it up because I don't know what the hell...
You weren't listening. Well, you weren't
not
listening.
Not really. And also,
come on, mate.
I mean, Alex is very good. But I will say this. I lived in Brixton, genuinely lived in Brixton.
Oh,
and
really?
It's
you're not lying.
No,
it's not a brag.
Genuinely did. God.
And I'll tell you what, as the estate agent said, it's very vibrant. It's really very vibrant. Also, I mean, if you love herbs, you're gonna love Brixton. It's got a great cinema. Also, I've been to Reading. Shithole. It's a fucking shithole. And I come from Wolverhampton. I mean, we wrote the book on shitholes.
Okay, that is your time. That is your time.
Strong from class.
Strong work all round, I think, so far. So, Tom, you have to conclude the case for the defence. Now, will you be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a... I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South John Grisham lawyer.
Oh.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and indeed providing your minute, if indeed I was timing this, starts now. Off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell yeah. I'm looking at you now. I'm a lot like you. Been sat here, been confused. With all those big words they've been using up there today. Hell, I don't know much about no reading. I'm no fan of reading. I ain't never put no bricks on nobody. Except my house, build it myself. Few things being talked about today. Folks from them dear city now saying them better than us folks. Hell, smell of the soil, corn in our hands. Now I'm gonna tell you something now, and I'm not proud.
If it's a murder, we don't want to.
You know what? I'm gonna say it. You ain't never felt no more than a man. than when you take that there dump there on the hillside. Fresh air on your cheeks. Smell of the dirt with the dirt. Ain't no clinical toilet shit. Hell no.
By clinical toilet shit, you mean a toilet, right? Yeah.
We men of the earth, we ladies of the farm. Those folks there from the big city, they come down here, they tell us to wipe. Ain't no wiping in dem dare Bible. Joshua never did that dem dare wipe. Moses didn't do no wipe. If he took a wipe, he used tablets, stone tablets. We be simple folk round here. We be Exodus. We be shitting in the woods.
Are you a bear?
No further questions, Your Honor.
Oh, thanks, your standard for providing and presiding.
I mean, wiping with a stone tablet is really part in the Red Sea.
So this has been a shocker, but we have heard some pretty compelling arguments in previous episodes, not this week. Today's been appalling. I wouldn't want to decide myself, but that is very, very lucky, because I'm putting it in the hands of our lovely Phoenix audience. If you think Andrew and Ben, and therefore Hannah, is in the right, applaud now. But if you think Alex, Fanshawe, and country bumpkin Mark has won the day, then applaud now. Yay! I think Hannah may have just nudged it. I think Hannah.
Oh!
I think Hannah. Mark, you're moving to Brixton. How do you feel about it?
Outraged.
It's actually not that bad.
I think it's a draw, and they're moving to Slough.
I will take that compromise. I'll give a point to each team. Yeah.
But you've both lost.
Yeah. So, finally, we arrive at the start of our quickfire round, or as regular listeners call it, the halfway mark. Let's hear the jingle.
This is the quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly. We usually do this jingle using Ben's guitar, but we forgot it. We've left his guitar at my house, and we can't be bothered to get it. So as you can hear, Ben is filling in. He usually contributes with some high singing, but he can do that because he's doing and it sounds really repetitive. Ooh, look at this. He's brought in a dried bag of pasta. No expense spent. Okay, well, it's time to get on with the quick fire round.
There we go. So, of course, in this quick fire round, all the questions will be neighbour based. So, Tom and Alex, let's hear your buzzers. They're here.
He's found a jar of couscous. It's adding to the and I found a bottle. This is our worst jingle ever. Let's get on with the quick fire round.
Wow! Look, yes! Of course! Oh, yeah. So So the quick fire round, of course, all the questions will be neighbour-based. Tom and Alex, let's hear your buzzers. Ben and Angela, let's hear yours. OK, off we go. If you win the lottery, what is the best way to make all your neighbours really rich too?
Give them some of the money that you've won from the lottery.
No, Ben, it's actually moved to a really expensive neighbourhood. When...
that's really good.
When
very it, smart.
When is a vigilante group of residents like a timepiece shared between many people? Tom.
A neighbourhood watch.
It's the neighbourhood watch, yes.
I get it. It's pan bags.
It's pretty much pan bags, yes. Welcome to the show. according to the song, what does everybody need? Angela.
Somebody.
Oh no, it's a neighbours based round, so.
Good neighbours!
It is good neighbours. I'll give you half a point to mark you there.
Sorry.
According to the song, what does a friendly wave each morning help to make? Tom.
The perfect day.
No.
A better day.
It's a better day. The point goes to Barnsley. According to the song, how far away is next door? Barnsley.
A footstep away.
A footstep away.
Jesus, she watched a lot of neighbours.
Oh, yeah.
According to the song, what happens when the neighbours are there for one another? Tom.
That's when good neighbours become good friends.
Correct. According to the song, I like big butts and...
I cannot laugh.
If Ed Miliband lives next door, what do you have? Ben.
A bastard next
yes.
door.
No, it's a Labour neighbour. What do you get if you have Obi-Wan Kenobi living next door? Tom.
No! I've got it.
A Jedi
no.
neighbour.
A lightsaber neighbour.
A lightsaber neighbour. What do you have if you have a horse and a sheep living next door?
Yes.
A neighbour.
A neighbour neighbour.
Yes. Oh, they are.
What do you have if you have a famous publishing house living next door? Tom.
A Faber neighbour.
A Faber and Faber neighbour, yes.
I was going to say a penguin is a neighbour.
No. What do you get if you have Andre 3000 living next door? No. Tom?
A neighbour who's been outcast?
No. No one.
A hey, your neighbour.
A hey, your neighbour! Yes! What do you have if you have the Highland Games living next door?
A
caveman neighbour! A caveman neighbour! Barty gets it! What do you have if you have Damon Albarn living next door? Tom?
Like, a guy who you like, you really love his music, but in interviews he comes across like a prick. And he's your neighbour.
A blur neighbour.
It's a blur neighbour, yes.
Oh, I get it.
What do you get if you have the breakout star of Jerry Maguire living next door? I'm gonna give it to Parry.
A neighbour Gooding Jr.
A neighbour Gooding Jr. So that was the time. Those were our questions. Before we hear the final scores, there's just time for you to squeeze in any plugs. Barnsley, do you have anything you'd like to plug? This is going to go out at the top of next year.
Yeah, check my website, andrewbarnscomedy.co.uk.
Can I plug this episode of our podcast as the best podcast we've ever done?
Guys, anyone listening, please do listen to the podcast.
No hint of an irony. This, if as a podcast record, this has been fucking ace. Watch your back, my own commode. We're coming for you.
It's, yeah. It's pronounced Kermode.
Kermode, yeah.
Anything in the pipeline?
Last leg back in January.
Oh, fantastic. Of course, if you want to see any of our gigs, papmusicomedy.com. Producer Ben, let us hear those final points.
It's very close.
I love it.
Everyone wins. That's all I want to hear you say, Ben.
Wins tonight.
So round one, Tom and Alex were ahead by half a point.
Yay.
Round two, Tom and Alex were ahead by half a point.
Break it down.
Round three, Tom and Alex were ahead by half a point.
Stretch it.
Tom and Alex, 19. Ben and Angela, 20.
So Tom and Alex have to pop round to the neighbours for hours of tedious small talk whilst Barnsley and Clarkie get to hang out with everyone for the rest of the evening, so pretty much the same thing. Thanks very much to our guests Alex Brooker and Angela Barnes. We have been Pappies. See you and you and you and you and you next time on Flatchest Slamdown. Pappies Flatchest Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Angela Barnes and Alex Brooker. There is so much joy in what we do. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording, to the good folks who Do the Right Thing, to Natasha Caffrey, Sarah Grant and James Higgs Lowy for helping out, to Orange Park, the British Comedy Guide and to the Phoenix Pub for having us. Pappies Flatchest Slamdown. It's a first production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers everyone. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of thumping and there were moments of doubt. And there were things I've never said
again.
More
moments of doubt than anything else. I like the way when you had to name one thing from the episode. There were moments of something and there were moments of doubt. The one thing we can be sure about is there was a lot of doubt.
Always.
But no, the episode exists. There you go. That was it. Yeah.
Great.
Swanny whistle, that kind of stuff. I mean, bear in mind, I've listened to the episode. Tom and Ben still haven't heard it.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And but to be honest, I never will.
I trust it.
Really strong jingle. Really strong jingle.
Oh, is that the punk rock? Punk, yeah, a good bit of punk rock. Punk rock very much feels like my genre of singing.
yeah, yeah. It's attitude over tune.
I like to call it attitude. A little bit of tune. That's the name of my punk band, actually.
Attitude.
And we're going to be playing Latitude. We're going to be playing Latitude next year, which is it's my own festival.
It's sponsored by those sweets that you suck when you've got a sore throat.
Hall Soothers.
Soothers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well,
so
oh, as always, a pleasure to be back in the vaults, rummaging around.
Back in Al Capone's vaults, we open up and there's nothing inside. If you enjoy these podcasts, then please do get along to the Patreon, where we're putting out brand new episodes, none of which we remember. Every single week, we're putting out bonus episodes, and there's a ton of bonus episodes that as soon as you join, you get them immediately. In fact, I was looking at I was looking through our Patreon page, and a guy got in touch to say very kindly that he had joined for a month, downloaded every episode, and then unsubscribed. Okay. And okay. I appreciate that guy's honesty. Yeah. So for a fiver, he got like 250 episodes, and then just went, "I'm off, bye." You can do that if you want. We'd prefer if you didn't, because there are new episodes coming out every single week. But it's really fun over there.
I've not got much else on at the moment.
Right, okay. We always try and think of a new angle. The angle this week is Clarky.
For Clarky. Dun, 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 dun.
Look dun, after dun, this little dun, fellow. Dun, you know, he's not got much dun, going on. Dun, a couple of years ago, he was riding high. He'd been nominated for a BAFTA. And since then, you assume the phone wouldn't have stopped ringing. Well, quite the opposite is true. No one's calling.
Just £15.
Not even the people I podcast with.
Just £15 will buy this man 4 pints, the equivalent of a swift blow to the head, where he can forget about his misfortunes for one more night.
It takes me back to 2017 instantly, and I think I've just won a BAFTA.
Buy him that.
I didn't even win it.
Buy him that sweet, sweet memory juice.
Polish lager, aka memory juice, to Clarky. Buy him that. Memories go bye-bye. Clarky goes sleep.
Anyway,
so listen, we do get along, because it's really fun over at the Patreon. We put out some really, really fun episodes, and
yeah.
It's a lovely little community as well. People get in touch, we read our emails there, and you know, it's really fun.
There's also I don't think we speak enough of this. There's a special episode that we do called Love, Sex, Shagdown.
Oh my god, that is
all sex related, and oh my god, what an erotic voyage it is.
It's so erotically charged. And if you're thinking, well, I like pappies, but if only they were more erotically charged, then that is... We've done 14 episodes of that.
If you think we're all right, but you really like sex, I'd take a punt on it. Because, like, you know when people
it's
say...
It's a heady mix.
You know that tweet when people go, sure, sex is good, but have you ever taught a hamster how to walk in a ball or something, whatever they do.
Yeah. I know the construct. I don't know that particular example, but yeah, I know the...
Sure, sex is good. Well, like
I know, I also, have you seen that meme of there's a girl walking with a guy and the guy's looking back at a hamster in a ball and the girl's like, what about me?
Yeah. Basically, like, our tagline for Love, Sex, Shagdown should be like, sure, sex is good. And we talk about it all the time in this podcast. It's like it's a good raunchy time.
It's a good slogan.
It's a good.
It's a good, guys. And if you want more, and if you want more of It's a Good,
It's a Good.
Can I just say, by the way, we're re-recording this. Like, this is the second time we've had a go at recording this intro. The last time we were too drunk, and this is us stone cold sober. And it's worse. It's worse than the one we did when we were hammered.
Come on, mate. Two
nights ago.
It's a good, guys.
Patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Get along there. And if you can't afford to join us, and I totally understand that, then just recommend this podcast to a friend.
Come on, mate.
Shut your mouth. Maybe they've spent too much money on hamsters. I don't know what they're up to. Those balls don't come for free, which is my erotically charged cover album of street songs.
I've just booked you for Latitude.
It was supposed to be It's a Good.
Oh, wow. So, yes. What a fitting way to end a trip down memory lane with a streets reference from 2005.
Finger on the pulse as ever.
I'm seeing them this month. I can't wait. It's my first gig back. Oh. Really excited about seeing the streets.
You're gigging. you're in the streets.
I'm doing five at the top. Yeah.
Do that Mandelson.
Let's push things backwards, guys.
do that Mandelson material just before the first song kicks in. They love that. Anyway, a deep cut. Thank you for joining us in the vault. And we will
in the vault.
We can't stress enough we were in the vault. The time is right.
No, you're not doing morning radio. Don't worry about that.
Today's episode.
Don't worry about that, mate. That's never going to happen.
The original recording was produced by Ben Walker. The intro outro has been produced by Emma Corsham. Corsham.
So you know who to blame, Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
It's a good.
It's a good.
It's a good.
Will you please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call?
Yes, indeed.
This is forbidden love, and it makes me want to sing. This is forbidden love about Rizal Bhagwan Singh.
This is forbidden love. It's tricky, this one.
Oh la la.
Forbidden love.
Oh, forbidden love is so tricky.
Forbidden love is always tricky. Oh, this is... I just realized something. The context of this might be a bit strange for people.
Oh, yes. Nobody on this episode will ever
listen about, to... You know, if you saw our 2010 Edinburgh show, you may. But even then, you probably won't. Oh... This is forbidden love. It is positively gory. This is forbidden love. I'm talking about Hamilton Rory.
Oh, Zutalos.
Zutalos. I flip reversed it.
Flip and reversed it, and I love it. This is forbidden love. It is a love that overwhelms. It is forbidden. Ooh. Love. It is my love for Toby Chelms. I have fallen in love, and it makes me feel like a prat. The love I feel's forbidden for this person called Nat.
Oh, I have fallen hard, I've fallen deep, I've fallen, I feel ill. I've fallen so head over heels for James J. Powdrill. Oh. Good night, everyone.
I've fallen in love for this for a beautiful lady, a grabby. I've also fallen in love with this beautiful man, Nick Webber.
Oh my God.
I have fallen in love. Zutalos, what about that? I have fallen in love, and I have eaten a flan, and the love I have fallen is forbidden, let me say, for I've fallen in love with Daniel Milligan.
Ah, to rhyme with flan, of course. Let's
okay.
not.
Okay, let's not forget.
To rhyme
about,
with, can I say?
Let's not forget that I ate a flan.
Let's not forget I ate a flan of love. Oh, I have fallen in love. I have eaten a pavlova. I have fallen in love.
Let's not forget.
I have eaten an eclair. I have fallen in love. Oh, this Madeleine cake is heaven sent. I have fallen in love with my dear friend Colin Bent.
A new Patreon, Madeleine cake there.
Madeleine cake is a Patreon. She really takes me back.
She kicks you
she
back.
She kicks me back.
I have fallen in love.
Bob I Dylan is here.
The longer this goes on. I have fallen in love.
Fallen in love.
With some lovely profiteroles. I've fallen in love. I've dropped them on the floors. I've fallen in love. I slipped and under my nail and kneeled. I have fallen in love with Kaylon Richfield.
Oh, Madeleine Cake.
Oh, Madeleine Cake, I barely knew you.
Madeleine Cake.
I have fallen in love, and let me tell you something else. I have stuck up my arse a scone, and I have fallen in love with something else. Yes, I have fallen in love with I Dion.
I have fallen in love with a vanilla slice.
Don't forget.
And it feels quite nice to get the custard all over my greasy cock.
Don't forget.
Out of the bakery, forget me not. And let me tell you now, it's a wonderful time. Let me tell you now, I have some key lime pie. And now let me tell you, I'm going to eat it. It's a real treat, you cannot beat it. It's the greatest taste of any age, and I will share it with my brother John Sage.
I've fallen in love with the donut. And let me tell you what I did with the hole in the middle. I fucked the donuts, you guys.
Oh, no. Borat.
Have you It's Bob Dylan Borat in the matchup that nobody wanted.
You guys. The feeling is nice.
Here comes the story of how they came.
Lad. Oh. Anyway, I have put a lot into my belly, and I will share them later with my good friend Jenny. Oh. I baked Michael's bar rose into
a cake.
Oh, sorry.
Hang on a second. I was going to say Ballad of a Thin Mankini.
I baked Michael Burroughs into a cake, and then I ate him all over, and that will make me a happy man. My brow it furrows, I'd like to nosh off a Michael Burroughs. He's my wife.
I'd like to nosh off Michael Burroughs. My wife, I'd like to nosh off Michael Burroughs. Yakshamish. Oh, Ballad of a Thin Mankini, please. Let me tell you now, it is forbidden love.
Forbidden love.
Forbidden love. I have not really felt myself. It is forbidden love.
Forbidden
since
love.
I started filling up Brian Shelf.
Brian Shelf! He's my wife! Brian Shelf! He's my life! What is your Wi-Fi password,
Mitchell?
That concludes today's Patreon Neighborhood Watch. Roll call!
I'm a bubbled, though. I'm a bubbled. Garlic bread.
Bo Selecta.
You naughty, naughty woman.
Hold up. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.